Elise Castle.
Hey, Mike Jensen.
Yeah, we'll just get started.
What else would we do?
Talk about this episode before we talk about the episode. Because there were things that I actually wanted to say before we even started. But we're just going to dive in.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. It's not the New Year,
it's
Mike.
Not. But okay. This will be out in the New Year. So I was not talking to you. I was talking to all of our listeners.
Oh, okay. You're kind of dressed like Simon Cowell today.
I'm not sure how to feel. I'm wearing a black shirt.
I know, but it's not a V-neck. You're usually you're always in a V-neck t-shirt, and this is a crew neck t-shirt. So it's like, I was sitting here for a minute being like, what is different about him?
Not wearing a V-neck. I know,
Mike
is very weird.
The same H&M V-neck t-shirt he has about.
Some of them are Uniqlo.
He has a lot of them.
Yes.
And this one is not a V-neck.
So we are talking about Ghost Town.
Ooh, scary.
This first debuted June 24th, 2001. This was written by Alan Heinberg. For the record, he wrote Hot Child in the City.
Oh.
Which is another 8-star episode. And I didn't mention that in the moment. Not that it's that big of a deal, but I'd mentioned a few of those. He's going to do 2 more episodes this season.
8-star is a good thing.
Yes, 8 stars is a good thing. Great. There are only like 7 episodes, I think, that have 8 stars or more.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So he's going to do 2 more episodes this season, and then he's going to go join Shondaland. We talked about him before. This is the guy who created the show The Catch, and he's going to write Wonder Woman. It's directed by Michael Spiller. And he's going to do 3 more this
Welcome.
Season. And also, no, he's done. This is his 4th episode. So we talked about him as well.
Sure.
So we start about...
Welcome back, Michael.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back. We have our DVD recap. When a relationship dies, do we ever really give up the ghost? When Carrie and Miranda are invited to the opening of a bar co-owned by some old friends, they are forced to ponder the past. Meanwhile, Samantha looks to bolster her flagging relationship, and Charlotte's battle with her mother-in-law reaches a startling climax. Get it? All right, so we start out with New York being a terrifying place. You can look at this in a lot of different ways. Like, New York is not the scary place that it used to be, like in the 80s and 90s when it really was a terrifying place. But they're talking about the fact that it's $7.50 for coffee and a muffin, for one thing. Which isn't... Yeah.
No.
that's actually probably more expensive now.
Yeah, I mean, how much is a tall pike at Starbucks? 2-something?
Yeah, it's like $2.34. When I get like my favorite thing at Starbucks, which is a double tall soy latte, it's like $5.90 or something.
I know,
like
yesterday I was really feeling the Christmas spirit and I got a tall non-fat, thank you, peppermint mocha without whipped cream. Oh, everyone just stop judging me.
I'm judging you more for all the sad leaving off things.
I know, because I wanted it, but I also was like, don't be mistaken, people. I treat myself often. I didn't need to be treating myself at this moment. I just had waffle fries for lunch. And it was 5-something.
Yeah, no, they're really expensive. So $7.50 is not that big of a deal for a coffee and a muffin.
No, and they are at Columbus Bakery.
Yeah, Columbus Bakery. This is closed.
It used to be where Columbus Bakery is now Spring Natural Kitchen.
Okay. I can picture where it was. It was on like right around 83rd.
It's 474.
Yes.
Columbus. I looked this up.
Did you look up the New Yorker magazine review? A New York magazine review?
Of this?
Yes.
I saw it, but I didn't read it.
It's pretty funny. It's pretty shady.
Oh, really?
So if you want to read
a lot of bad Yelp reviews.
Yeah, it was not. I mean, the whole review is like, this place is way more crowded than it should be for the quality. Anyways, that's not there anymore.
Don't speak ill of the dead.
Well, if it deserved to die. So.
And she, real quick before we move on, another very important detail. She says, a coffee and a muffin, please.
Yeah.
She doesn't say what size. She doesn't say what kind of muffin. It's a bakery, so I know they don't just have, like, one muffin.
Yeah. She's vague ordering. It's very TV.
I would have got maybe a blueberry muffin.
I like a real grainy muffin. I like a multi-grain.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's my style. So she walks outside and...
Steve's
back.
Miranda?
You made me burn my tongue.
I gotta work on that. Sorry.
And he sort of mentions of, oh, you didn't get the invitation.
Yeah, she says, what are you up to? You didn't get the invitation. And
of course, we all have that moment of like, what's the invitation?
Mm-hmm.
But he's opening a bar.
He's opening a bar. And you can see that hope in her eye a little bit. And then Jessica comes
out. There's Jessica.
And she does, she weeds them.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you.
Yeah. So Jessica is still around. This is, of course, the same actress who was in the Models and Mortals mm-hmm. episode. Yeah, so she calls up Carrie.
Well, first the dog's there, but we don't know the dog's name
oh,
yet.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah.
She weed him, Carrie, right in front of me.
Miranda, I'm still asleep. How can you have had an emotional mini-drama already?
And yeah. I want to be like, Carrie, because you're like me and your friends are up a lot earlier.
I know.
Than you
I texted
are.
Mike on my way here and was like, are you up?
And I was up. I had been I up know, for a I while. Just,
I know, but I had already had like a lunch date, watched the. And it's not any. Like, I'll go home tonight and fall right asleep. And you will have another day.
Right. I will continue my evening into the morning. So it's sort of that thing of, you know, should she go?
No way I'm going to his opening, right? I mean, do you think I should go?
I also want to, I want to talk about this comment she has of, why wasn't he this ambitious when he was with me? I don't think that was the problem.
No.
It wasn't his ambition that was the problem. So I feel like she's sort of painting a picture of, if only he'd wanted to
I
open a bar.
I think she's confusing, like, ambition with, like, being a grown-up.
There you go.
Because those are different things.
Very different things.
And, you know, she's like, I gave him this idea, and this idea of they should have named their bar after
yeah,
her.
Yeah, maybe they named it after you, and they didn't.
Hobnob. They named it, well, what did they name it? Scout, after his dog. Why don't they say our dog?
Because it's not really their dog.
Yeah. Scout looks V different.
Does he?
I don't know. He's just growing up.
Yeah. So that's the dog's name. There we go. It's Scout. And then that thing of like, well, you're friends. You should go. And well, you're my friend. Does that mean you should go with me? And yeah, of course she's going to go with her.
Yeah.
Cut to.
Forget it. Not going.
To what? What is it? Steve Brady and Aiden Shaw?
And the funny thing is, they mentioned that Aiden is a silent partner. It's not very silent if you are putting his name on the invitation.
Yeah, I don't really know what silent partner means.
Exactly what it says. Like, it means that, hey, Mike, I'm going to open up this restaurant. And you say, okay, I will be a partner in it. I don't want to, like, be public about it.
Yeah.
You're a silent partner.
That is kind of weird.
I mean, that just seems pretty loud to say.
It does. His name's right there.
Mm-hmm.
I like that they sort of asked the question that we had asked before of like, how did this happen?
Yeah.
Like, why are they friends?
How did
like,
they become friends? Yeah. I think someone in the writer's room had to say, are we going to figure out how they became friends? No,
like,
just
no.
Yeah, no one really knows.
Question in there. It's all right. And then I like her whole thing of like, Jessica.
I love how you say Jessica, like allegedly that's her name.
Also, though, that does happen in, I mean, it probably happens everywhere, but I just spent my adult life in New York. Where you'll meet someone at a party, you know, like a friend of a friend, and then you'll see them again somewhere else, and you guys start talking because you met each other there, and then maybe you guys hit it off and become friends.
Yeah,
so that,
very
you know, that's
much.
Probably what happened.
Probably.
I think what happened, Mike's like, oh God, here we go, is Steve was bartending, and Aiden came in and was like at the bar and knocked on the bar. I was like, hey buddy, you think this is like what, solid cedar? Mahogany? He's like, I don't know. Do you want an Amstel? He's like, yeah. And then they started talking, and then they became friends.
I'm going to go with it had more to do with their dogs. But I like your Sex and the City fan fiction also.
Thank you.
Yeah, and it's the whole thing of like, it's a parade of our failed relationships. And of course, Charlotte thinks it's a good thing. Like, you know, Aiden wants to be friends. He reached out. That's a nice thing.
It's not a parade. It's two people.
Right. Well, it's a tiny parade.
Yeah.
And then, Samantha wants to go without Maria. This is where we kind of start wading into the idea that things are not going well.
Because all Maria wants to do is take baths and talk.
Talk about feelings. And I think they call that a relationship.
I don't know how you people do it. All that emotional chow-chow, it's exhausting.
I know. Don't you just hate that?
Mm. Women.
So Maria and Samantha go out for a drink.
I just thought it would be fun to take our relationship out on dry land for a change. That's all.
And we find out that Samantha knows the bartender.
Yeah, Chris Meyer plays the bartender. He works a lot. I didn't write anything down, but he's done a lot of stuff.
Brian here happens to make the most dangerous mojitos in the city.
And then Sean comes over.
Yeah.
And he's in town for a little bit.
Yes, right. He wants to know if she has plans on Saturday. And Maria kind of is like, we already have plans.
And then he's like, let me know. And I had to put the captions on here if you want a late run.
Yes.
Because I didn't know what he was saying.
I don't. I mean, I've never heard that term except for in this show. And
no.
Neither has Maria.
I think it's like the equivalent of a booty call.
Yeah, I guess so.
And Maria's like,
what is this late run?
Doesn't translate.
I wrote here, Maria's annoying. Maria
yeah,
annoys
no, this
me.
Is the beginning. I hadn't written it yet, but we're already getting to me being done with Maria. Samantha tells Maria that she already has plans with the girls. Maria wants to know if she should come. Of course, Samantha is like, no.
Here's the thing, like, plans with your girls or plans with your friends, it doesn't change if you're in a same-sex relationship.
Right. I mean, we have this could be a bit of a conversation. Because even when you're dating someone, there are times that you probably want to hang out not with that person. This is pretty early in the relationship for you to already be like, I need some time away from you.
But it's fine.
It's
also early enough in the relationship that maybe your girlfriends just want to have girls' night and don't want everyone to bring their significant others.
Right. The bartender returns with mojitos and the time that he gets off work.
And they're very green.
They are pretty green. They're very minty.
So then...
we segue to mattress shopping.
Are they at ABC Carpet and Home?
Oh, I actually don't know.
That's what it looked like to me. It does not look like a mattress store.
No, it's a furniture store.
It's like a furniture and bedding store. And the way it's laid out looks like ABC Carpet and Home. Even though that's changed the layout, it just has that big open feel like it does. Bunny shows up.
Bunny! Hi. What are you doing here?
Yeah, she appears. She's there to... I mean, it's a funny reveal.
Yeah.
Where she's suddenly there. She's there to help.
She wants a firm mattress.
Firm mattress, and she likes a dust ruffle.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the newer beds don't even need dust ruffles.
My dear child, you cannot not have a dust ruffle. It's unsightly.
Mike, do you have a dust ruffle?
I got rid of my dust ruffle with my new frame that doesn't require a dust ruffle.
See, Bunny? Some of these modern beds don't require dust
ruffles.
I have a dust ruffle. Not because I have an old school bed. It's because I have one of those, like, metal frames that have
wheels.
That's,
yeah, that's literally what I got rid of. A couple days ago,
all right,
I had
don't
that.
Brag. You just
I got a new bed.
Mike got a new bed and a new rug. And every time I come to his apartment, he shames me for not knowing everything right away.
Well, you know, we get all of them in bed together.
Yeah. And Charlotte, she goes, oh, Charlotte, for heaven's sake, get in. I'm like, this is so weird. And
it is
I was
very
thinking
weird.
Like, this is Trey's idea of heaven, though. He's like sandwiched
right.
in between his mother. Ugh. And his wife.
This is heaven.
So we have a quick scene of Miranda and Fatty hearing things.
Yeah, it's a radiator. But I get it, it's eternal spring, so maybe there's no radiator. But you know how many sounds, like, if Mike and I were to be quiet right now.
Yeah, I mean, I can hear sounds.
Yeah, his radiator is making a noise. There's something going on outside.
Yeah, New York, there are always noises in New York.
His gateway monitor is saying, take me back to 1997.
If someone would come and get it, I'd be very happy. So she thinks that she might have a ghost.
I think I might have to hear that again.
Because that's the next logical.
And the cat heard it too.
Oh, well, if the cat heard it.
How do you know that?
Fatty told her. We couldn't get to like, oh, it's an upstairs neighbor. No one's living there. I like that she had to like have her super let her in. You could just be like, hey, is anyone living up there? Nope. Okay. No need to go investigate.
Yeah, it is. It is, though, completely crazy making when you hear something and you don't know where it's coming from.
Yeah, that's true. And Miranda can just feel it.
Did the cat feel it, too?
We found out that Charlotte's grandmother had a ghost. So Samantha knows what to do. And apparently everyone else does, too.
Everyone has a ghost.
Well, everyone knows what to do when you have a ghost. You
Oh, yeah. You
it.
Just say you talk to it gently and you say, like, hey.
I have friends who have done this, actually.
You can
actually.
Go home now.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mother is obsessed with ghost hunters. Like, she says my apartment doesn't have ghosts. There's very good energy, but she always tells me what you do, Lisey, if there's a ghost.
Confront the ghost, acknowledge its presence, then release it.
How do you happen to know that?
Everybody knows this.
So, and it's kind of the thing of you know, Charlotte saying, well, when I was single, I was afraid. And Miranda's thing of, oh, it's because I'm single, that's why I'm haunted.
Yeah.
I will say I very... particularly remember seeing the I don't watch Next Time Ons anymore. I don't like watching what's going to be on the next episode, but back in the day I did, and I remember seeing the previous episode preview for this and thinking that it looked so stupid. But it works in the context
right.
of it. New York is definitely haunted.
Old lovers, ex-boyfriends, anyone you have unresolved issues with, you are bound to run into again and again until you resolve them.
And that's I mean, I think that if you believe in haunting, which I believe in something, like I believe in energy and I believe
of course.
In. So I do think that there are definitely places in New York that have energy and that have a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, I've been listening to the Bowery Boys, which is a New York podcast, and they had a whole episode I was just listening to about like haunted places in Hell's Kitchen. If you're interested in New York history, I recommend it. It's a great podcast.
And the idea that like, I mean, you know, New York is old. Like, this building is, my building that I live in is over 100 years old. Like,
oh, yeah.
people have died everywhere, right here. Yeah. And, you know, talk about Aiden being a presence in her life again. And then we get the question.
When a relationship dies, do we ever really give up the ghost?
Or are we forever haunted by the spirits of relationships past?
It's like the Christmas Carol.
Is it?
Well, like past, present, future.
Okay.
I want to be the one with the cornucopia of fruits and carbs.
I'm definitely like the scary ghost from the future.
Oh!
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I guess if we want to look at it not literally, but I think sort of figuratively as she's talking about... I guess there are moments in my past relationships that haunt me a little bit. Moments that I think, oh, if I had done that differently or...
Or things, like she brings up the chair.
Right, yeah, so the chair is still there.
There's people, there's friends that you've made and you know them through that person.
Yeah, I mean, there are definitely artifacts in this room that are from my ex that remind me of him. Yeah.
Do you want to release them together?
No, once upon a time I was going to like put them in a box and send them. And then I was like, well, he clearly doesn't miss them. I'm going to go ahead and just keep them and think, oh, I was in a relationship once.
Oh, God. This is deep.
So we cut to Maria and Sam in the bath.
Why is she washing her with a car wash sponge?
It's a very big loofah or something
and
like that.
And she is aggressively applying that soap to it.
Yeah, she's wondering about the men. This is where I wrote, I know it's not nice, but I just wrote, I hate her.
Yeah, the whole thing is just so weird. The whole thing is just so weird to me. And like that sponge bath is weird. It's very turn of the century. And she's like, do you miss a dick?
And then, honestly, the next thing I wrote is, God, I hate her.
Yeah.
And she just wants to talk, and how many men have you been with? And we find out that Maria's been with 12 women.
Have you been with more than 12 men?
Samantha tries to distract her with sex. It's just a weird, awkward, this isn't going well.
No.
Like, this is not working out. This is and I'm ready to call it. Let's get this over with. Charlotte, this is sort of Charlotte realizing that she hates the decorations. Now, I mm-hmm. like that in the last episode you pointed out her talking about the mallard, because now the mallards are coming up.
Like, right, because he says, like, everywhere. Watch out for the mallard.
Right.
And I was like, what? There are mallards everywhere. There's plaids and mallards and...
It's the Museum of Natural Ugliness.
Yes.
And I like the whole thing of we should redecorate to reflect our taste.
I have no taste, clearly.
Well, then my taste for us.
Yeah, and then Charlotte offers to talk to Bunny because Trey's worried. You know, Bunny put a lot of time and money into it. And Trey is like, no, I should talk to her. But of course, the next day when Bunny arrives, Trey is sick.
Up and at him, George McFadden.
It's daylight in the swamp.
Trey was in no condition to talk to anyone.
Hello, Mother.
Oh, darling, what's the matter? Are you ill?
Yeah, Bunny's going to stay and tell Charlotte to take the mallard back to where it belongs. So,
Bunny knows exactly where the mallard goes. Right.
Carrie decides to go to the bar ahead of time because mm-hmm. she's not going to the opening.
No, but I noticed that the bar is on Mulberry Street.
Yeah, it's on the corner of Mulberry and Houston. I actually know that area pretty well, and I can't think of what's there. Well, there's now a CVS there. There used to be Soho Billiards, I want to say between Mulberry and Elizabeth. My best friend used to bartend on Elizabeth and Houston, which is one block away. And there's like a deli on one corner.
There's an REI.
Yeah, my point mostly being, I don't think that what we're about to see is on the corner of Houston and Mulberry.
No.
They just sort of establish the outside shot so that we see that it's on Mulberry, and then we go in and it's not. I, for a second, was going to try, like, there's a hair-cutting place across the street when she opens the door later, but it looks like every other hair-cutting place.
Right.
So, and she...
They call those salons.
Salons.
So she brings a mulberry bush.
Yes. She goes in and Aiden is everywhere.
Aiden is everywhere, but he's not there.
He's not there. Steve appears.
And
she's just sort of saying that she can't go to the opening.
But it was nice of Aiden.
It was nice of Aiden to invite me. I'm not sure why Steve feels the need to specifically point out that Aiden didn't invite her.
Aiden didn't exactly invite you. I did.
Oh, you did?
Well, yeah, because I thought... You know, Miranda might feel more comfortable if she knew that you were going to be here. So.
I think it's because maybe Steve said, hey, buddy, do you mind if I invite Carrie? Because I want her to come with Miranda. He's like, yeah, I mean, I don't care, but I...
Just made him Southern.
I just don't... I don't want her to think that I invited her and her to get the wrong idea. No, she'll know that it's with Miranda. okay, I just don't want to lead her on. So maybe that's what happened.
Maybe. And maybe even in this moment, he wants to make sure that she doesn't like go up to Aiden and say thanks for inviting
right.
me. So I get that there are reasons, but it does sort of feel also like not very nice. And then we hear Aiden and Carrie runs.
Mm-hmm.
And we have noises at Miranda's again.
Because Carrie and Miranda love to just literally run every time they are confronted with an ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, I've run away from a situation or two in my day.
But they just run.
Yeah, I've run away from a situation or two
really?
In my day. Oh, yeah.
Oh, like just turned around and ran?
I once sprained an ankle running as fast as I could from a situation. Had to go to the hospital.
What was the situation?
We're not going to get into it here, but it was a very awkward situation.
Is there a warrant out for your arrest that no. I should know about?
Carrie arrives with Oreos. And then we sort of cut back and forth here. We get back to Bunny in the bedroom with the Vicks VapoRub.
I already gave him some NyQuil.
NyQuil doesn't cure anything, Charlotte, except consciousness.
So, yeah, this is all. So Charlotte then gets in to do it, and she's doing it wrong. And Trey is definitely just pretending to sleep at this point.
Yeah, he's like, my mom and my wife are both rubbing me with Vicks.
I both love this and can't confront it. Charlotte tells Bunny that she's being inappropriate. Bunny leaves and Charlotte sort of
Bunny
follows
is.
Her.
Maybe this is all bringing us back to what was on the bearskin rug.
Right. It's suddenly about decorations. She switches subjects very quickly to like, this is, you know, our apartment. There can only be one lady of the house.
I do like that Charlotte stands up to
yeah,
Bunny.
Yeah, I like that too.
But I also like that Bunny's just like,
well, I like
no.
that Bunny's like, you just got back, girl.
Yeah.
Like, you were here?
I've been here the whole time.
Yeah, and I'm going to be here forever.
With a bow in my hair.
Right. Someone's at the door at Sam's apartment, and it is Sean. Her security code's the same. I want to know that it's just like 6969
yeah, of
or
course
something
it is.
Like
it's
that.
Like the one time that my brother and I decided to lock my dad out of the Weather Channel when we were kids because he was obsessed with it. So we put a parental code on it to be funny. And then we saw him watching it. We're like, Dad, how did you watch that? He's like, well, I just guessed that you two would make the code 6969.
Oh, wow.
Like, oh, yeah.
I feel like I stole that from your life.
Yeah, we were like 12 and 15. So come on.
Maria appears and says that she's her girlfriend.
And then he's like, maybe you two could make me a sandwich.
Gross.
He's just an idiot. Yeah. Leave.
Maria's not amused. And then she freaks out. So she goes from being like not into it to like screaming through the door.
You get away from the door, motherfucker, before I call the cops.
She definitely slut shames Samantha.
You let men come to your door like this in the middle of the night?
Like, yeah. Yeah, this is the person you're dating. Like, it's not.
Yeah, this
is
what she does.
That's her personality. And the whole idea of like, this is not a relationship. Well, it's tedious and the sex is dwindling. So it seems like a relationship. And Samantha's done talking. She wants fireworks. And then Maria breaks her dishes.
Yeah. I just wrote Maria, relax.
Yeah, no.
And she's like, my plate. Meanwhile, Maria is just screaming, you want fireworks? You want fire? And like screaming and throwing them.
And she says, they're not your plates. You don't even cook.
That's what
That's
I
That's not a thing.
Yeah. Like, that, these are not your plates. Number one, they are her plates.
Yeah.
That could even be her oven, even though she doesn't cook.
Yeah, it's still her stuff.
You don't need to cook to have plates.
Yeah.
I just wrote, no, I mean, they are.
Yeah, no, they are. We get back to Miranda's. I do like the whole, I plant bombed him.
Yeah.
He's like, he's not going to know what it's there for. I took him a plant and ran away. And then we have, I actually like Miranda's line reading of Good for Steve.
Well, good for Steve. That's convincing.
Which does not sound convincing at all. And then the whole, you know, trying to be happy for him, which I understand. I get that.
Yeah.
That when someone that you once, I mean, I've like gone on a couple of dates with someone and then they've like taken off and I've been like, great. I'm really glad for you. And I am. Like, you can be happy for someone and still have that peace inside of you that's like, okay, well, I'm glad you moved on to so many better things. You know, I think that's really human. And she's sort of, I will say that she talks about, like, he's moving up and I'm just the same. And I do want to be like, well, you were okay to begin with.
Yeah, what else like, do you want? You yeah. just were made partner.
Yeah, that is true. You're not just the same. You're
I
doing,
like
you're
that Carrie
well.
Refers to Big as a friendly ghost.
Yeah, Carrie has two ghosts. At least Big is friendly. And worrying that Aiden will haunt her for the rest of her life. We're really doubling down on the ghost metaphor here.
Yeah.
And, you know, Miranda says, yeah, you can move on. Come to the party.
Well, will Aiden haunt her the rest of her life? Not if she makes closure with Aiden and, like,
right.
actually, like, owns up to what she did. I feel like that is anything in your life will haunt you for the rest of your life if you're just constantly like, why did I do that?
Right. And, you know, she's saying he didn't invite me and Miranda makes the very fair point of, like, Steve's not going to invite you to a thing where Aiden's going to be mad that you're there.
Right. See, they talked about it.
Right. And then, you know, Carrie wondering if Miranda might still have feelings for Steve, which she very quickly brushes off. She does not have feelings. And then it kind of comes back to, like, wait, are you saying that you have feelings for Aiden? And we waffle a bit.
We waffle. And I also think Miranda does have feelings for Steve.
Yeah, I think so.
Because when she saw him outside of that bakery and he said, you didn't get the invitation,
yeah,
you could see her heart drop.
She's clearly stricken. But I think in that moment, she's just like, no, I'm fine. And Carrie's not quite in that place. She's, you know, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Carrie goes to the chair and sees the world as it is. I don't necessarily know what that line meant.
I don't know. She cleans off the chair.
Okay.
Sits in it.
Trey is feeling better. Bunny is gone.
Bunny had moved out of the guest room and back into her own apartment.
Adam George McBeth.
Walks in on them. And then very, I wrote, what just happened to her?
She just stayed too long, too.
She stayed
like,
too long.
Like, this has happened a couple, this happened in the first season, too, where a parent walks in on them.
And like, just stays like, what's happening
here? Yeah, like, that's when you just pretend you didn't see anything.
Yeah, walk away.
Charlotte didn't know whether it was they're making love or they're making love on a bed without a dust ruffle that had offended Bunny. But either way. Their sexorcism ensured Bunny never haunted their home again.
So this is sort of a weird time where it's like Maria's been gone. It's only 2 days. It's been two days. It hasn't been that
long.
She brought a gift and it isn't dishes.
I knew exactly what it was. Oh, wow. I thought it was going to be like a dildo.
Dildo.
But it was a strap on. But it's a very strange. It looks like they just sewed that
onto like
wiener
onto a pair of panties. You said panties.
I know, because I just have to pick and choose which words I'm not going to say at this point. Okay, but looks like they sewed that wiener onto a pair of silky drawers.
Yeah, it does look a little bit homemade. Like, you could probably just go right outside and buy one around the corner.
Yeah, but she made it, and that's nice.
So that night, the three girls go to the opening of the bar. Samantha, you do notice, I don't know if you noticed right away, Samantha's walking funny.
Yeah.
They're on the lookout for Aiden.
Hey, what you doing there, sister? Getting your groove on? Doing the robot?
I threw my back out.
Oh.
How? Fucking Maria with a strap on.
She never realized how hard men work.
Yeah, there's actually an Amy Schumer bit about that as well. And I like Carrie's thing of like, could we not have this conversation right now? I guess also this is an example of Carrie trying to control what her friends are talking about.
Yeah, it's like, Carrie, relax.
And then Samantha reveals they broke up.
Maria thinks I have intimacy issues.
Oh, she's crazy.
Yeah, and then her whole thing of like, I told her from the start that I wasn't a relationship person. Her friends are trying to back her up. Mm-hmm. They're like, yeah, you're the best.
And she wants a martini.
I know that you're going to use this as further example of Samantha's problem, but I love this line so much. I think it's so funny.
Would it be bad to have a martini with my muscle relaxant? Or bad in a good way?
Yeah.
I love it. I actually don't take muscle relaxants, but still say this line every once in a while.
I'm just saying.
And just then,
we see Aiden.
The C parts.
I said Aiden does look better. Good job, Aiden.
Oh, I love him so much. But I probably love him because of this season more.
Okay.
I will also say that in that documentary podcast I was talking about, Michael Patrick King talks about the fact that no one in the writer's room wanted to bring Aiden back. None of the women liked him. None of them wanted him to come back. And so he was like, why? And they kind of were like, oh, he wears weird clothes and he has weird jewelry and his hair. And Michael Patrick King basically went to
John Corbett.
Yeah, went to John Corbett and was like, all right, we're going to cut your hair. We're going to get you new clothes. We need you to lose like 20 pounds. And he did it. Like, he was like, all right, well, let's get this character back. If this is what it takes, it's what it takes. But yeah, he looks great. And then we have Carrie's little, like, that was it. That's all I get.
I don't even know what that was.
I don't even know who that was. Was that Aiden?
Does he look better or have I just been with a woman for too long?
That's good. And Carrie wants to go. Carrie wants to go because Carrie. That's just Carrie's mode of like, I'm going to go home.
Like, I got to go.
Miranda convinces her.
I got to call B.
Yeah. Miranda convinces her to stay.
I'm doing the Carrie head thing.
Is that what Carrie does with her head?
Yeah.
All right, that's enough. I'm going home. I don't even know why I came.
Oh, because I begged you to. Come on, let me buy you ladies a free drink, huh?
Okay.
Yeah, and then we have a moment with Steve. And it's a sweet moment.
This whole thing was your idea.
I never would have done any of this without you. Miranda's you did good. I feel like that's kind of mirrors back to their breakup.
We did good, yeah.
Yeah. And I like it. And just like that, Miranda gives up the ghost. Or does she? Carrie sneaks out and runs into
Aiden smoking.
Is he smoking?
He's smoking a cigar.
I guess so. Is that different?
Yeah, because, like, I think that that's more of a celebratory thing. Celebratory. Celebratory thing. Because if you notice, Steve has one, too.
True.
When Steve comes back out. She's like, are you really smoking that? And at first, I thought we were going to talk about a cigarette addiction. But then you notice that it's a cigar. And she has the cake.
She drops her fork.
And then he just grabs the cake. And then she wants it back, and he says, so now you want the cake? And she's like,
I never wanted it.
I never not wanted it.
Okay, lady, you take the cake.
I will now state, I love this episode so much. I mean, I watched this episode many, many times, and this scene gives me all of the feels. I love it so much. I'm like, I never not wanted it. And I wrote, like, is there such a thing as a re-meet cute?
I don't know. I mean, I think she kind of not wanted it when she was cheating on him, but that's just me.
I'm not forgiving her for the cheating, but I don't think that's true. I think that you can want something and still totally mess it up.
Oh, yeah. My whole career.
There's frosting on her lip. She does a very good job of cleaning up that frosting. And then it's time for the toast. I thought you were the... She brings up, I thought you were the silent partner.
Yeah.
I'm not sure they know what silent partner means either. And he
or
says,
someone just got wrong information.
Right. That could be true. Yeah, and he's glad she came, and it's good to see you, Carrie. And then we leave her alone outside.
I had confronted my ghost. I had accepted and released him, but now I was more haunted than ever.
Because I think in that moment she realizes, whatever it is, there is still something there. I love this episode.
And this is the last we ever see of Aiden or Mr. Big.
That's it. There's no more Big, there's no more Aiden, there's no more Steve.
And there's no more Charlotte.
And that's it.
I couldn't help but wonder. So wait, were you hiding from me, Mike, this whole time that you were in love with Aiden?
Have I ever tried to hide that I'm in love with Aiden?
Well, no, but you were kind of, I don't think you like you're really like love Aiden.
I'm an Aiden lover. Yeah, I am someone, I am definitely team Aiden. If we have teams on this show.
But you also kind of spoiled stuff for me because you just alluded to the fact that Aiden's going to be back for another episode at least.
I don't feel like that's a spoiler. Okay. And also back in the day, it would have gone right to like
next week
on Sex and the City. Okay. And the first thing you would see. Here's the thing. I probably do spoil things. I hate spoilers. Like, I am not someone who wants to spoil things. But even the fact that we talk about,
would
like,
you settle down?
Where's Magda? I've spoiled the fact that we're going to see Magda again at some point, I suppose. I've also spoiled the fact. I mean, I've done these things not intending to.
I couldn't help but wonder, where's Magda?
I don't mean to, and if I honestly have spoiled things worse and then cut them out when I'm editing, because I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have said that, because I don't mean
to. Settle down.
I'm just talking, Elise. You settle down. You don't control how I talk.
My God.
Elise is Carrie-splaining me right now.
Okay. Someone needs to eat.
Yeah.
For all you people asking if we're going to be doing another show after this,
probably
I don't
not. We're barely surviving this one.
Just kidding.
Just kidding. I couldn't help but wonder.
The butt wonder. My favorite.
If they just don't know what silent partner means.
Yeah, they don't.
Okay.
I'll answer that.
I didn't
one.
Either. So I guess that's fine. You can visit us at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram, all at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder with no caps, no spaces, and no punctuation, and Twitter at WCHBWpodcast. You can follow Elise at Evie Castle and me at MikeJensen77. Special thanks to Patrick Hines. Make sure you check out theaterpodcastproductions.com to see all the work that he does. We would love it if you would share this podcast with someone. Put a link on Facebook or tell a friend. Take a moment and rate us on Apple Podcasts, or even better, write a review. And don't forget to change your settings to play in sequential order. Join us next time for Baby Talk is Cheap. You know what I did not do?
The DVD description.
I did not.
Asshole.
Oh, wow. So much for F and effing.
Yeah, that's the... Nope.
No, more than that, because I get a tall and it's like 234.
Well, that's what I just said. How much is a tall? I thought, and you're like, well, I get a tall. And it's exactly 234. Steve, 80.
Steve, 80.
Or barbershops.
Salon, so she brings... say it. Sorry, that's a Saturday Night Live sketch.
God, that was aggressive.
But that's it. They've done a sexorcism. She's not coming back.
Oh, that's funny. Is that in the episode?
It is in the episode.
Oh, oops.
So we get to that night. The three girls are going to the opening. See, it's a ghost.
What is that?
The traffic along that road like comes in here very loudly.
Oh. Sorry.
Because Maria thinks it Maria thinks that she has intimacy. Samantha reveals they broke up because Maria thinks that she has intimacy issues. Intimacy. I can't say it.
Let's try it again.
Samantha reveals they broke up because Maria thinks that she has intimacy issues. Nailed it. You didn't see Miranda's. I just called you Miranda.
Thank you. Wait, do I want to be Miranda? Yeah, she eats cookies in her bed. Yeah.